Welcome back to Ping. This is episode
101.
101! High five!
Yeah.
I even let him touch me that time. Sometimes I pull away. Anyway, that's correct. We have crossed a hurdle here, and this is awesome. Thank you to everyone who commented on our 100th episode, and we made a promise to you guys, which we plan to fulfill. And
the promise
was if we made it to 100 comments, which we surpassed, we would give away something, and we will. And we're going to do that at the end of the show.
Are we?
We are.
You don't want to do it right now?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe later on.
We have everybody's names who commented, and we are going to throw them into my motorcycle helmet. And we will be pulling them, and the winner will win a lovely Kinect. And hopefully, you probably should have one by now. But if you don't,
you can hack the heck out of this one.
You can hack the heck out of it. Whatever you want to do, it's for you, and we're going to give that away. And I just wanted to, first of all, convey my gratitude if I haven't already done it.
A lot of great comments in the last episode.
It really
made me feel loved because like we always
get the cockles of my soul.
Yes, those things. So we get tens of thousands of views every episode, and like not that many comments. I'm like, I really thought there was a bug in like the counting software, but now after we have like over 100 comments,
Why aren't you guys commenting on every episode? Do I have to bribe you?
Every
do I
really
have
time,
to give you things. Just comment all the time. We love it. And I love that they noticed that my hair has been growing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you have outtakes over the last couple of years and your hair goes from, like, short to, like, longer and longer.
It was really crew cut there for a while. I didn't notice
it was
how
almost
short
like a chia pet. You could just see it grow over time. But we had some really great comments. Dark Silent said 1001001. Well, if it was in binary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you decode it, which I'm sure you did, Laura.
I did.
It
just
said,
for fun.
Hey, this is an awesome episode. Love it. Great work, guys. Thanks to everyone who made Ping possible.
Yes.
Yeah, because.
Basically me.
Yeah, pretty much. And then ModulateCom said, boys without foys should also be known as boring guys.
That's right.
Yep.
I love him.
So
I'll pay him later
clearly,
for that comment.
Clearly a good friend of ours, friend of the show. F. Marrow said, would you guys really want to do 1,000 episodes? Because that would be, would we really want to do Ping for another 18 years?
18 years.
That's a good point, F.
That
Marrow.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah?
I never want to stop.
Ever?
In fact, I think we should do Ping twice a week.
Oh, my God.
No!
Do I need to get approval from my manager for that one? Yep.
I mean, already I've got, you know, the 40 hours that I put into producing this show a week.
Yeah.
And then to do two a week, it would just be, I wouldn't sleep.
And that's including the assistance you get from me as basically the Channel
Which
9
is
intern.
None.
Yeah.
Which is none.
Yeah, well, I did cut up everyone's names.
You did?
And
we have them all, and we're giving it away. We're just going to keep teasing it. You can't see it. But anyway, let's start the show so we can get to the giveaway.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right, Paul, unless you've been living under a rock.
Which I pretty much
probably
do.
Probably. That's why you look that way. for the past week, you've obviously heard about the fact that we, Microsoft as a company, purchased Skype.
Yes, not you and I.
No, you and I didn't have $8.5 billion.
I mean, if you combine it, we're close.
Yeah, I mean, we're about $8.25 billion.
Yeah.
But we didn't have the foresight and the wisdom to go ahead and purchase Skype. At least you didn't. I thought of it last week.
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts on this?
I'm actually pretty shocked by it. Like, I had no idea that companies were looking into buying Skype. Like, I heard like a while back they were thinking about doing an IPO.
Yeah.
And I think they can do a lot of great things with Skype. I and all of my friends were all very surprised by this, but there can be a lot of great things that can come of it.
I know. I mean, you know, I actually got text messages from both my mother and my brother, who are not necessarily as technically hip as I am, going, woohoo, Microsoft bought Skype. Like, people are excited about this. I think there's going to be you know, really great innovative ideas, you know, with the Windows Phone, usage with Kinect. Obviously integrated into maybe our messenger service.
Yeah.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of things out there that we have similar plays in, we have Link, have what was it, Messenger.
Right.
Windows Live Messenger. They have like the video calling. They have
no
a lot of these
really
things.
No one really uses it.
I think people use it, but I really want to find out more details. Like, does Skype have like superior technology? Like, do we really want to get the technology for the consumer stuff, or do we want to have more of a consumer brand that we're bringing into Microsoft?
Yeah.
Or are we really looking into this to help launch our Link platform for like the virtual PBX and a lot of the voice over IP stuff for the enterprises. What I was very surprised was that Skype just has so many things going for it that I was just never aware of. So
I didn't even know they were for sale.
Yeah.
But everyone's for sale, apparently.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think the biggest thing is obviously just brand recognition.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Skype. It's almost like its own verb. Like
yeah.
you would say, hey, just Skype me.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like Kleenex instead of tissue, you know?
Right.
Or, you know, certain search engines have now become verbs as well.
Yeah.
I binged you.
You did. You binged me all the time.
I do. And I actually read a funny comment from Jonathan Abrams, and he's sort of taking a jab at Microsoft. You know how we name things really sexy names?
Oh, yeah.
He thinks we should name it Skype, to be renamed Microsoft Windows Live Hotmail MSN Video Chat Bing.
Professional edition.
Exactly. Ultimates. To tell you the truth, I think that name was actually on the table.
Yeah. I saw a comment on Reddit that made its way around Microsoft internally where they did the logo of Skype and Microsoft.net together and they called it Skynet.
Like that.
Yeah.
That works for me.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So a couple details about this is Microsoft has committed to continuing the cross-platform Skype application, so
mm-hmm.
people out there that have other OSs and other mobile devices will be able to continue to use Skype, even though Microsoft owns it. And it includes the Kick real-time mobile video service, which...
Which is that? I'm not familiar with that.
So Kick is something where you can stream video directly from your phone, like live.
Right.
So, like, you can walk around and basically do like an MTV Cribs episode, like as you're walking into your apartment, like
Well, only if you were at my house.
Yeah, I mean your place is pretty spectacular.
You know how we roll.
Yeah, but then like people can watch it like live on the internet.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So this has been around for a few years, and Skype had an interest. I think they actually purchased Kick a
uh-huh.
while back. And Microsoft got that as part of the deal, too.
Cool. And then I also read that we are actually, it's going to become its own division. So
right.
it's not like we're going to take over it and put our executives and sort of, you know, reorg the whole company. They're actually just going to report directly
right.
to Steve Ballmer, keeping Tony Bates, I think, is the CEO.
Right.
And just, you know, its own sort of separate organization here within Microsoft.
Yeah. So
which is great.
I don't
like to hear people losing their jobs.
I don't think it's anything about people losing jobs, but it's like if people get reallocated into something else, they may have lost like their original vision or strategy, or there could have been some disruption in how people are delivering the next
right.
set of software. So I think that this is a great way to do an M&A. So
an M&A?
Merger and acquisition.
Right, an M&A, of course. That's what I was just about to say. An M&A. Anyway, and also I'm very excited to see what people can develop, hack, if you will, with Skype and the Kinect. So all good things to come. Perhaps the winner of this Kinect will be able to create some sort of new innovative technology.
How cool would that be if we gave away this Kinect to one of the Ping viewers from...
That's right.
From Ping episode 100, and they made some type of like, oh, I'm going to sit down in my Kinect and I'm going to go video chat with somebody on
we
Microsoft
Skype. We would have enabled
Skype.
That. Look at that.
I know.
Look at us, helping the future.
Yeah, Skype Bing Professional
go
Edition
Ping.
Coming your way.
All right, Paul, urgent, very important matter that we need to discuss right now.
This is flagged as a high priority mail.
High priority. This is
bang mail.
This is the sort of stuff that people really need to know about and discuss at length. Apparently, Bill Gates wore a baseball cap.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking we were going to talk about American Idol, but...
I know. Can you believe that James Durbin was voted off? This is not right.
Yeah.
It's not right, people. Something's wrong.
He's garbage.
Like I said, first Pia Toscano and then James Durbin. I don't know what's going on with the world. Are you people not voting? Are you not texting in your votes? If you have AT&T, text the number.
Back to the issue at hand.
right,
baseball cap.
Important stuff. Apparently it was at the Climate Solutions Breakfast Fundraiser.
Okay.
And Bill Gates came out and donned a baseball cap.
Was it chilly? Is that why the Climate Solution wanted a hat?
Clever, but no.
Okay.
So he came on stage wearing a baseball hat, not his typical norm. And apparently this caused all sorts of buzz amongst the world in the blogosphere as to why would Bill Gates be wearing this hat.
Maybe his $12 haircut person wasn't available and he had to cover it up. Is that it?
He was having a bad hair day.
Yep.
And he was feeling insecure
uh-huh.
with the way his frock lay. No. Apparently his friend because his friend, what was the deal?
Yeah, so I guess Jay Blumenthal did something stupid.
Something stupid.
And he got like 30 staples in his head.
You have to do something real stupid to get 30.
I don't know,
a lot of staples.
Yeah, I don't know if he got into a fight with like one of those automatic staplers.
That would be stupid.
Or if you know, like he had to go to the hospital and they're just like, oh,
yeah,
this is,
so
this
his
is
friend
fun.
Was, you know, had some issues going on.
So he was going to wear a hat.
Right.
Because he felt, you know, self-conscious about his head. And then Bill Gates was like,
I'll do it too.
Oh, look at
I'll
that.
I'll do it too.
That's just
hey,
like,
buddy.
That's like the matching
hey,
donations
pal.
That we have here at Microsoft.
That's amazing. You know, that's sweet. And then the people were like, well, why that hat? What hat? It's a hat from the Lakeside School here in Seattle, Washington, which is Bill Gates attended.
Yeah.
Where he got his education.
And now has since donated over $80 million for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
I don't know what a school would do with that much money.
Probably what? A lot of cool technology stuff and maybe teach people.
$80 million? I mean, this isn't a college.
It's not?
It's a private, it's a high school.
Nice.
Like, what do you need $80 million? Apparently...
I bet they're using it as like
you have to pay tuition to go to this school.
I bet it's like an endowment type thing where they only spend the interest on the $80 million versus actually spending the $80 million.
Yeah, I mean, I learned about that when I learned about the M&As.
Right. I'm sure you did because she learned about it on this episode.
Yes, anyway, we just wanted to put a stop to all the madness hitting the blogosphere about why Bill Gates is wearing this baseball hat, and that is the reason. It was solidarity, not fashion, and I'm in support of that.
Yeah. I actually thought the picture there made him look more like Michael Moore. Like, he just kind of sat there.
Just a thinner version.
That's right.
All right.
And maybe, you know, less opinionated but more fact-based. Could be.
All right.
All right, Laura. Previously,
all right, Paul.
Facebook was all abuzz from people poking others.
Did you ever poke someone?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, you've no idea. How do you think I met my current girlfriend? thousands upon thousands of pokes.
I don't doubt that.
Well, now everyone's abuzz on Facebook for the fishing that goes on.
You like that?
Oh, you're supposed to be like, huh?
Oh, I don't do that.
I'm kind of, okay. Anyway, yeah, fishing with a PH.
Yes.
Pretty hot and ishing. We have... apparently, there's a 1,200% increase in phishing that happens on social networks.
Unbelievable. Now, not only is this making a...
Do you know what phishing is?
What? Yeah.
Of course. So phishing is where people are...
Go ahead.
Okay. So okay. So phishing is where people are...
I know what phishing is. Is this really like a quiz?
I don't know.
Everyone knows what phishing is. You know, they're trying to, like, get your information and steal stuff from you.
Right. So they pretend... They basically take someone's identity, like your identity, and then they pretend to be you, and then they send you to a site where they ask for your information, your password, credit card info, and then they use that maliciously, or they try and impersonate your identity to send it out. For example, one of the biggest things that people are all abuzz about on Facebook now is they're like, oh, you can find out who's looking at your page.
Don't click on that. Don't click on that.
Everybody wants to know, like, who's stalking you. Oh, I'm sure you do. Well,
I don't care.
Well, I do. Like, it's always nice to be like, oh, is that, you know.
Is that hot girl looking, checking me out?
Yeah,
is that what you want to know?
Exactly. That's exactly what I want to know. That,
I know.
That hot girl from long ago, is she just like, you know,
pining over you.
Oogling on my page.
The one I let go.
So, so if you see those types of things on Facebook, you're not. That's not good. Like, they're going to ask you for stuff, and then they're going to pretend like they're you, and they're going to send that out to all your Facebook friends. So what's really interesting about this is that the increase in malware and adware has gone down over the last year worldwide, which is great.
Right.
But there's actually a 7.2% increase in the U.S. So
really?
It's like, I'm guessing this may have something to do with people not understanding that your social network can be compromised.
Right.
And that's where, like, a lot of the new malware is coming.
Well, I also read a report that it said something like 20% of Facebook users were 13 and under.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's been a huge increase in young kids and then also elderly people, 60 and up.
Huh.
So, not that that's old, but, you know. According to the report, you know, so I feel like these are two generations of people that aren't as savvy,
and
they don't know to not click on this link. They don't know to not give out their personal information, and they're being attacked.
Yeah,
you know, people are using that information and that naivete for their own evil doings.
When you said naivete, I pictured Cartman from South Park just saying that.
Oh, I don't really watch South Park.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I know. Who killed Kenny? Was that like a thing?
Maybe like 15 years ago.
Yeah, I don't really watch. I don't watch cartoons, Paul.
Oh, okay.
I only read the Wall Street Journal.
Sure. I mean, you are a part of Mensa, so.
I am.
I wouldn't be surprised.
This is a fact.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So
anyway.
So basically, what we're trying to say here is if you really want to find out who is looking at your profile, you just click on this link that we're going to send you. And put in your personal info, or become an employee at Facebook. Then you'll actually have access to
this
data.
There
but if
you go.
Use it inappropriately, I'm sure you'll.
But otherwise, don't click the links, and don't click the links that say, "Hey, watch the video of Osama bin Laden's death." Like, none of these things are actual, and you
probably
should,
not. Yeah,
probably not. Yeah. You should know. Just don't click on the link.
Unless that's on WikiLeaks, and then it might be legit. But you know, who knows?
Why do you want to see that anyway?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's gruesome, Paul.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
All right, Laura, you know
right,
how
Paul.
Much we keep in touch all the time. We're just constantly just like texting and calling each other.
All
like,
the time.
Even
you do it to me more often.
I do.
Than I respond,
that's because whenever I leave here, like I drive back, you know, across the street to where I work.
You should really walk.
I probably should.
You should go green.
And I'm driving and I have to be on my phone keeping in constant contact with you.
It's not good, Paul.
It's not good. It's
you
not
should
good.
Have a no phone zone like Oprah.
Is there a no phone zone?
Yeah,
on
you
Oprah?
Have to sign a pledge.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Carlton on my team watches that nonstop,
yeah.
Even though he's,
you should not text and drive. Where are you going with this, Paul?
Where am I going with this? Is that the Microsoft research team has
love MSR.
Yeah, they have been figuring out all sorts of great stuff recently. They recently did some research showing that people are just constantly on their phone while they're driving, and they're not paying attention to the road.
It's really bad.
And there have been all sorts of laws put into place to try and prevent people from talking on the phone with, like, handheld devices.
Yep.
Like, texting and driving's a bad thing. But people will still do it. Like, they still do it. So
you?
Yeah, all the time. I generally try and do one of these things where, like, I drive and text so, like, I can see the road behind me.
Oh, yeah,
but, except
good.
For, you know, like, what's right in front
various
of me.
Various ranges of focal length. But I personally, I feel that texting and driving is awful. In fact, if someone is texting while driving and I'm in the car, I get really nervous and, like, make them put the phone down. But I don't think there's... I have no problem with someone being on the phone and driving.
Well, see, that's...
Because it's about vision. Like, I'm more than capable of doing this,
well,
but not this.
What Microsoft Research has found out is that they disagree with you. They say that being on the phone is like a cognitive exercise that takes your attention away from driving. So even though your eyes may visually be... On the road, your brain is elsewhere. Like you're talking about like the crazy things that happened in American Idol, and you're not thinking about what's going on in front of you.
But if that was true, then I wouldn't be able to listen to a talk radio show while driving because my brain would be focused on what they were saying.
But there are different parts of your brain that work as you're listening versus as when you're speaking and you're comprehending and you're developing a new thing to say. So anyway, what Microsoft Research is doing is they're trying to really understand what can be a bad behavior for when you drive, and they're trying to make technology to alert you when things could possibly be going on the road.
Interesting.
So I thought this was a really interesting article because this reminded me of like the Mythbusters episode where they compared drinking and driving to talking on the phone and driving.
Which was worse? I didn't see that episode.
They were equally bad, and talking could possibly be even worse.
Really?
Yeah.
So go drink and drive is what you're saying.
Only do that if you're talking on the phone.
Do not do any of these things, but do check out the video put out by MSR to support all of these findings, which Paul is a firm believer in, apparently.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's give stuff away. All right, everybody, as promised, thanks to all of you loyal viewers and commenters, we did reach the 100-comment landmark. Which was awesome. High five!
I know.
High five.
So all sorts of great things are going to happen.
All sorts of great things are going to happen.
People are going to get nine guys.
People are going to get nine guys.
Maybe signed headshots. And
T-shirts. All sorts of fun things. But the big grand prize giveaway is, of course, the Kinect sensor for the Xbox 360. So Paul has graciously gone and written all of your names on individual pieces of paper. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. And we're going to throw them into my Harley Davidson motorcycle helmet from whence I just rode in today.
It's like this is a sponsored segment.
Over the bridge. And so throw them in, and we will randomly select one.
All right.
And that winner must email us your name and address to ping@microsoft.com, and you will get... the presents and the love and the hugs and the kisses.
Excellent.
Should we shake?
All right.
Shake.
Who wants? You want to draw?
I'm going to allow you to draw, Paul.
Oh no.
You're like the Vanna White.
Here we go.
All right. So the winner is ding 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 ding. Been a loyal viewer from the beginning,
so I feel he
deserves this. So, Dentico, please email us your name and address to ping@microsoft.com, and you will be the winner. But thank you to everyone for participating, making it a fabulous 101 episode.
You know what I'm going to do for the next 100 episodes?
I don't know, Paul.
I am going to start tweeting for real.
You're going to tweet?
I'm going to start tweeting original thoughts.
Thank you, pardon?
You have some?
I think I do occasionally. It's going to be really interesting, though, because the next 2 weeks I'm going to be in China where I think Twitter's blocked. But I will try.
You will.
I will try and start tweeting.
So follow Paul at @PaulMess.
And at @ElFoy.
At @ElFoy. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks a lot.
Congratulations.
For the first 100. On to the next 100.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
All right, that's right.